Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. Our guest today is City Administrator Mike Nardini.
All right, Mike, so we're here as we're getting into June. We've got projects, I'm sure, coming up around the city. Let's talk about what's going on.
First and foremost, Justin, thanks for having me today. It's always a pleasure to sit down with you folks and talk and discuss city affairs. And you said June is an extremely busy month for the city of Pella. In particular, with summertime, I think people have become associated with the city over the last several years. We've been doing some street reconstruction. This summer is no different. We have two major projects planned for the summer that are currently underway. One of them is the reconstruction of the Broadway and Washington Street intersection that we're currently undertaking right now. Hopefully, if the weather stays nice, Justin, we can avoid some rain delays. Well, we should be able to wrap that project up right around mid-September or so. And it's important for folks to know, since we are reconstructing that intersection, when we talk about these projects, equally important to note that it isn't just the street project that we're talking about. We're also replacing services and water mains and sewer mains underneath the street. So there's a significant amount of underground work that is actually taking place as a part of these projects. And in this particular case, since we are replacing both the water main, the sewer mains, and also adding storm sewer to the area, we're looking at a completion date on the Broadway and Washington Street intersection project right around mid-September or so. So once again, if weather cooperates and we can stay on track, hopefully we'll be able to open that project back up for full access right around mid-September. The other project that we'll be undertaking very, very soon is reconstruction of Hazel Street, and that is from north of Washington Street, extending all the way up to Jefferson Street. And Justin, the tentative timeline that we've assuming that council proceeds with the contract, we're looking at actually having the construction start on that right around mid-July. And because, once again, we are, along with the street reconstruction, replacing water mains and also making repairs to the sanitary sewer system as well as the stormwater system, it's important to note that that project is scheduled to last from mid-July really till some right around mid to late October is the tentative completion date. Now, we will be undertaking, because it is a sizable project for us, we will be undertaking that in stages. And the very first stage that we will, assuming council approves the construction contract, the very first segment will be Jefferson Street South to Lincoln Street will be phase one on the project. We anticipate that it'll be right around 4 to 5 weeks. Once that will be completed, we'll be going south from Lincoln Street all the way to Washington Street as well. So from our standpoint, it's set up to be a very, very busy summer with street projects. It's also important to note for the listeners at home, once these two street projects are completed, we will be doing residential street improvements as well in the fall, asphalt overlays. Tentatively, we are targeting 5 to 8 city blocks as far as improvements to residential streets as well. So by the time you add in our two major street projects plus the residential, the asphalt overlay segment later this fall, significant street work in the city of Pella the summer of 2013. Now, a few other things to kind of switch gears and lighten things up as far as community celebrations. It's important to note at our next council meeting on June 18th, we will be talking about Rag Rye that is currently scheduled for Thursday, July 25th. The city of Pella will be a pass-through community, and plans are actively underway in the community to accommodate the bike riders that will be coming through Pella on the day, on the morning and afternoon of July 25th. And from a council standpoint, we'll be talking about all sorts of things as far as preparations for the event. It's very important to note that the event and the special event permit will be sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the City of Pella. So it's a partnership, and we will be reviewing from the staff level the details of Rag Rye as far as the street closures and the various events that are planned for on the 25th as well. And then, of course, is the annual 4th of July celebration. This year will be another great year to be in the city of Pella for July 4th. We'll have fireworks, a city parade, so it's generally a good time, and that's one of my favorite events in the city of Pella. So this year is no different. Next Tuesday night, we'll actually be looking at approving the special event permit for both for the July 4th celebrations as well. And then as far as the final project that I've always got a lot of interest as far as the timeline on is currently we are on track with the Pella Sports Park. We're looking at actually holding a bid letting for that project at the end of July, Justin. And then hopefully if everything goes according to plan with the project, we can actually have council consideration of a construction contract in August this year with hopefully a contractor starting the B&L on site and starting the groundwork and earthwork in September of this year. And just to get the listeners up to speed, the tentative timeline is it takes roughly about 11 months to build a sports complex, we believe. So if we can get the contractor started in September of this year, we're looking at a tentative opening for the fall of 2014. So from the city standpoint, just to kind of recap, we have several projects going on, all excellent projects, and we're very excited about them and very blessed to have this level of activity going on in the community, and it's a busy time for the city of Pella.
All right, Mike. Well, I know that there's been significant interest in the Pella Indoor Pool. Do you guys have any plans with that and any renovations?
Yes, Justin, and thank you. As you said, that the city's indoor pool has received significant interest from various groups over the past year. And currently, the city is planning a complete 100% renovation to the facility. And what we're talking about, significant exterior improvements to the facility, as well as interior improvements as well. And overall, the project is estimated to cost right around $4 million. Our engineer is currently in the process of trying to complete the plans and specifications for the project. If all goes as planned, Justin, we are looking at actually bidding that project out in November of this year. With a tentative timeline to start construction would be the spring of 2014, so it would be April. And generally speaking, when we talk about the indoor pool and the renovation of the city's indoor pool, we think it's going to take right around 7 months to complete the renovation. So there will be a significant amount of activity that will occur during the spring and summer of 2014 with that renovation. So once again, the indoor pool receives heavy usage from the community, and there's been significant interest in that project. But tentatively, the reconstruction project is scheduled for the spring of 2014. And I would encourage your listeners that if they have any concerns or have questions on it, to contact city administration and check for the city updates on the city's website as well as far as the status updates on that project. But tentatively speaking, once again, the project's scheduled for the spring. The renovation occurred the spring of 2014, and it'll take about 7 months, and we're hoping to have the project completed by October of 2014.
Well, and I know that the Pella Indoor Pool is a destination for not only, like you mentioned, local residents, but people in the area as well to come here. Any hopes that there'll be a bigger amount of revenue that'll come in with the new renovations done?
Yeah, I think that that's logical, Justin. And what we're talking about is a complete makeover for the city's indoor pool. And when you look at this indoor pool and a $4 million renovation, I think people are going to be very pleased with the renovation by the time we're all done. It'll be practically a new facility from our standpoint. You couple the indoor pool with the aquatic outdoor pool that we have, and between them, those two, we have roughly $11 million worth of assets and aquatic assets for the community, which is significant. And so from our standpoint, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find any community our size, not only in Iowa, but across the nation, that has this amount of amenities for aquatic or aquatic-related amenities. So from our standpoint, there should be an uptick in revenue once we complete the indoor pool renovation. But first and foremost, from the city's standpoint, we've tried to approach things rather conservatively. We won't budget for any increase with that, but I think it's logical once people see the finished project, which will be, it'll be a very, very nice renovation to undertake. I think it's logical to anticipate there will be an uptick in usage.
All right. Well, great talking to you, Mike. It was nice meeting you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Justin, once again, thanks for having me today. It's always a pleasure.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official AccuWeather meteorologist forecast is next.